The stands of the Dubai International Stadium had largely emptied by the time Pooja Vastrakar cleared her front leg and unsuccessfully tried to swing a full toss, sealing India's fate and nearly confirming their exit from the group stage in M-, not with a resounding flourish but with a disheartening whimper. It was all but confirmed with New Zealand's 54-run win over Pakistan a day later. This outcome took everyone by surprise. Even the few pundits who had predicted India would struggle to qualify for the semi-finals could not have foreseen the magnitude of this collapse. And not very long ago, Captain Harmanpreet Kaur, talking to the media at the captain's conclave, said, "I can say this is the best team we are going in with for a T20 World Cup. We have players who have been together for a long time. We know what the pressure is like and how to handle it. We are, thus, confident that this time it will be our moment." Who knew these words would come to haunt her over the next 2 weeks? India have had their fair share of near misses in World Cup history, notably in the 50-over format back in 2005 and the T20 version in 2020, both times falling to the formidable Australians. It is hard to ignore the troubling trend of the side faltering under pressure during crunch moments, and time and again, they have snatched defeat from jaws of victory, whether in the 2022 T20 World Cup final or the recent Asia Cup final. These were games they should have clinched with ease, yet somehow, they let the weight of expectation get the best of them, and it is now learned that the BCCI plans to convene with the selection committee and head coach Amol Muzumdar to deliberate on Harmanpreet Kaur's position as captain, who took on the role of T20 captain in 2016 after India failed to reach the semi-finals during the tournament hosted in India. Since her appointment, India has made it to the knockout stages of various competitions, even reaching the final of the T20 World Cup in 2020. However, despite these appearances, the team has consistently struggled to convert these opportunities into victories. This year's World Cup proved particularly challenging, although having entered the tournament with a robust squad. The final blow came last Sunday when Australia eliminated them from contention. As the next 50-over World Cup approaches and M-, set to take place in India and M-, it will be crucial for the BCCI to consider whether to appoint a new captain before the New Zealand series. Such a decision could provide the new leader with adequate time to shape a competitive squad for the World Cup. Throughout the T20 World Cup campaign, persistent issues resurfaced, with the team securing only 2 wins out of 4 matches. While Harmanpreet contributed solid performances with the bat, inconsistency among the batting lineup plagued the team, undermining their overall efforts. In preparation for the World Cup, the Indian team held multiple training camps and arrived early in the UAE to acclimatize to the conditions, which they believed would complement their playing style. Unfortunately, the tournament turned out to be one to forget for the team. It is now learned that the BCCI plans to convene with the selection committee and head coach Amol Muzumdar to deliberate on Harmanpreet Kaur's position as captain, who took on the role of T20 captain in 2016 after India failed to reach the semi-finals during the tournament hosted in India. Since her appointment, India has made it to the knockout stages of various competitions, even reaching the final of the T20 World Cup in 2020. However, despite these appearances, the team has consistently struggled to convert these opportunities into victories. This year's World Cup proved particularly challenging, although having entered the tournament with a robust squad. The final blow came last Sunday when Australia eliminated them from contention. Throughout the World Cup campaign, persistent issues resurfaced, with the team securing only 2 wins out of 4 matches. While Kaur contributed solid performances with the willow, inconsistency among the batting lineup plagued the team, undermining their overall efforts, and it should happen in a few days' time. "We understand there is a need for a fresh face to lead the team. The earlier the decision, is taken, the better it will be for the new captain to prepare with adequate time to shape a competitive squad for the next cup. Harman has been phenomenal, and she will continue to be an important contributor for the side. Smriti and Jamie have been impressive. Let us hope the baton is passed to a deserving player," a source in the board told Midday on the condition of anonymity. Kaur's journey as captain has been marked by highs and lows. Her initial tenure saw the Indian team rise in prominence, and yet, her inability to clinch titles has raised questions about captaincy strategies and the side's mental fortitude in high-pressure situations.